أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقام الصلاة وآت الزكاة. In this ayah that we are reading, the beginning of the second part of Sayyakul, in which Allah is explaining the various avenues of doing good and doing this field, then a person becomes from the Abrar, the very close servants and the very special servants of Allah Ta'ala. The first that was explained was about Iman, that our Iman must be correct. And then with regard to the rights of fellow people, our akhlaq, where we should spend our money in the path of Allah, and the various channels that have been shown to us where we should spend. Now Allah Ta'ala explains the rights of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Those also must be fulfilled. So on one occasion, a jamaat was here, and one person objected to the jamaat workers, who were very senior workers from Pakistan. And they read this ayat, and they started with the start that it is that there is no righteousness and goodness in facing in any direction. So that is, they made this objection that just looking at the outward and just facing Qibla and that is not what is required in Islam. So it was a very experienced worker, and he asked him to carry on reading the ayat. And then as we read on, we see every aspect of deen. They were those modern people who did not pay attention to namaz and felt that just doing social welfare work is enough, which has come in the lessons of yesterday and the day of before, that is of spending in the path of Allah. But as we read further, we see all the paths. And that is a big mistake many of us make. We see one part, one ayat, and we just take that. And we don't see the whole of the Quran and all the other teachings. We have to see everything and not just take one part and feel that is the whole of deen. So Allah explains the great importance of namaz and zakat also. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. And these are the chief principal ibadat with regard to Allah Ta'ala. Or qaim rakhte hai namaz. And these people established salah. And here also, like in almost every place in the Quran Sharif, where Allah has referred to salah, Allah has not said sallu salah, perform salah. Allah said aqimu salah. Aqim is salah. That is, perform your namaz with all its requisites. And unfortunately, we are very unmindful. Those of us who do perform salah, we just perform salah. We don't think of all the requisites of namaz, of salah. That, for example, am I standing correct? My four fingers apart, and both facing to Qibla. Very seldom we think of it. Even if the imam announces that you must straighten ourselves, many of us, there are some of us who will look down, but we will do nothing with regard to straightening yourself. All we do is just looking down at our feet as though that is sufficient for straightening yourself. But that little bit adjustment of half a centimeter or 1 centimeter that we move front or back, but to make sure we are on a straight line and to make sure that our feet are 4 fingers apart and that we are facing towards the Qibla. And then after that, when we raise our hands, we should raise them with our palms facing Qibla. And we should raise them till the lobes of the ear. And touch the lobes, not just lift it up a little bit. Casually, reluctantly, we just lift our hands a little. No, they should go right up to the ear lobes. The thumb should touch the ear lobes. And then when bringing our hands down, we should fasten them correctly. The left palm, the right palm must be on top of the left wrist, and the wrist must be fully covered behind the right wrist. It mustn't be hanging down. Very unfortunately, many a good namazi and a namazi of many years, but we'll see that the hand is hanging down, the left hand. It must be behind the right hand, not hanging down. And our fingers must be three fingers on the wrist of the left hand, the right hand fingers. And we should grasp our right left hand. With the thumb and the index finger, we should grasp the left hand. We don't stand properly in namaz, we don't fasten our hands correctly. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi should explain this very beautifully. Like in the aeroplane, when they tell you to buckle up, you must fasten your seat belt. Then before this COVID thing, they should show it on the screen. And you see how neatly the two belts come and how they go hand in glove and they fit into one another. And very neatly. And he should say, that is how we should fasten our hands. Not just standing casually in any way, but fastening them correctly. And we are taking off in the namaz. We are Salatu Mi'rajul Mu'min. Is the mi'raj of a believer. If we are not buckled up properly, we will fall out. And many of us complain, no concentration in namaz. Because we have fallen out of namaz. We're thinking we are in namaz, but we have fallen out. So how can we have concentration? And like that, all the other postures of namaz, iqamat al-salah, that we are proper namazis, not casual namazis, not just Eid day namazis, not just Jum'ah namazis, not just a few namazis in the day with suit us, but five times namaz. And namazi is that person who comes for namaz on time, that is what takbir-e-ula. If a person goes to work, and he goes to work, he has to start at 8 o'clock and finish at 5. But he comes every day at 5 to 5 for work. The boss will just tolerate him perhaps one day, or at the most the second day. But how many of us, we come for namaz just before the imam makes salam, we join. Or we are joining regularly in the second rakat, third rakat. And unfortunately in almost all our masajid, we'll find two, three subs who are masbuk, who are the latecomers. That is not called in performing namaz, that we are latecomers always. And the most important thing in our life is namaz. If we are always late in our namaz, it shows what our discipline is. And if we are so ill-disciplined in the most important thing in life, namaz, then we can imagine what is the rest of our life, how deficient it is, if the most important we are so ill-disciplined. So namaz has to be performed, iqamat al-salat is required, that we are proper namazis. If we have got qadha namaz upon us, we should make sure we start and reading all those qadha namazis. Many of us, when we were young, when we became baligh, whatever age it might be, the latest we should count is at age of 14 and a half English day year, 15 Islamic year. From that time, perhaps we were still young and we were completely unmindful of namaz. We just made some namazes, and just forgetting about it doesn't mean it's gone away. If we have a debt with somebody, owing somebody money, and that person is not asking for it, and it's there, it's not that it's written off. The debt is still there. So our debts with Allah Ta'ala, especially our namazes, if we are deficient and we have not done all our qazas, we should see that we cover up all our qaza namazes. If we have got sajda tilawats that we didn't make, we should make them up. If we have got rozas that we must, or perhaps even if we broke rozas, faras rozas, and the kafara is necessary, we should see that we keep our 60 rozas plus one or that roza that we must also. And for ladies especially, in Ramadan when they miss their rozas, 3 to 10 their rozas a month they must, they should see that they read all those keep all those rozas. Just by having it's gone past, unfortunately with ladies it is that we keep it after Ramadan. Ramadan comes, after Ramadan we become lazy. We don't keep those rozas. And then a whole year passes. We say we'll keep it in winter in short days. And winter goes and summer goes. The next Ramadan comes and those rozas are still upon us. And how many years of rozas are qaza, which we are responsible for, and we cannot enjoy the great favors of Allah when we are still owing Allah so many things which are farad. So we should try and cover up. So iqamat as-salah is a very important aspect in our life, and to become from the abrar, the righteous and the pious, we must be proper namazis. Not just casual namazis, not just outward namazis, but proper namazis. And for that, a definite effort is required in that direction. Until we don't become conscious, we'll make namaz, as it comes in the hadith, for 60 years, not the age of 60. 60 years of namazes, and those namazes are all rejected. Because we did not make them correct, we did not fulfill them correctly. So it's very important that we consider and we become conscious of our namazes and try and perform them properly in order to get the great blessings from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.